astray. We're gathered here again, Lord God, tonight to hear from you. And Lord, we realize, Father, that none of us can help the other. It's only you, Lord, who can do it. And Father, now we pray that you come and serve the table. Talk to the hearts of your children. That's the purpose, Lord God, that we gathered. We want to hear from you. You say that, Lord God, let every man's word be a lie. Let mine be a lie, Lord. Let thy word and only thy word be truth. Let it enter into the hearts of my brothers and sisters who are listening in, Lord God, and these ones that are here, and even in my heart, Lord. We want to commit the service on your hearts now for the needs of the people, Lord God, as you speak to them. Create some faith in that heart, Lord, that I can achieve, Lord, whatever the needs are, Father. Now, as we commit the hearts to you now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. You can get seated. Yes, I did. Did you see them? Let me look at that. Today, I'm feeling very unsettled. I don't know why. Let me see if I did. Oh, I didn't. I didn't touch the sand. I'm sorry. It's come now? Okay. That's all right. I'm sorry. I'm feeling very, very, very unsettled. I don't know why. I'm feeling nervous and unsettled and like that. And I've been home the whole day. And I'm just like that. And I went to other things. I forgot what I was supposed to. I think I promised on Sunday. Is it a Sunday that I'm going to post some things? And then I forgot. I tried to think what it was. I didn't. I tried to listen in a bit what I was saying that I would post. Then I could not get into it. So I'm sorry. Maybe if somebody reminds me today, I'm going to post them when I get home. I'm so sorry about that. And then I'm really nervous. I don't know why. Boss was on Sunday was telling me that he was very nervous here. I told him that's normal for people. You know, it's kind of a fear of God. It's kind of a fear of God in you. You don't want to. You don't want to mess. You just want to do and say what is right and things like that. This is not a very good place to be. That's why I don't like it when I'm not doing that. When I'm not preaching. When I'm preaching, I'm expecting him to anoint me, you know, to speak and like that. So whenever any other time, I fear this way. So thank you very much. And I wanted to call you Sister Rhonda last night, and then I forgot. See how you're doing, and I hope you're doing good. I can see your car there. I can see the other black car there. So I think you're okay, and I'm all right, and like that. You know, when husbands go away, we need to look for one another. So like that. If you need anything, just let us know. We're here. We're here for you, sister. We're here for you. We went to see Sharon on Sunday, and we had a good time at the psychiatry, something. It's called psychiatry place or something. And they're doing good. She's doing good. I think she was to be moved today or yesterday to a rehab or somewhere, and I think everything is going on good. And she's doing very good. She talked very well. We really fellowshipped, and she's struggling to get into this. She really wants this, and she's struggling. And the only person who can help him is God. None of us. We can talk to her. We can pray for her. That's all we can do. The really person who can really help is God Himself, not anybody else. And what you can do is you can pray for them. I had also something here. I think it's John White's son, John Senior, John Junior. Is it John Junior? Something. Little John. I think he was in the hospital, and then he had a surgery, and they sent some prayers, and we prayed, and the surgery went on right. So we praise God for that. That's okay. Even so, even somebody is not, no problem. We love them, and when they suffer, we don't want to see our people that we know suffering.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't realize that we are gods to the people that surrounds us, whether they know it or not. Did you know that the prophet said that Elijah, and you know how they really fought with Jezebel. And the prophet said Elijah was the pastor of Jezebel, whether Jezebel wanted it or not. That was his pastor. That was his pastor. He was brought here on earth. Elijah was brought here on earth to take care of the souls of the people. And that was one of the souls. And Elijah had to do what he had to do, sent by God, to display God before him, before her. And it was up to that soul whether it can take this God that is being displayed by Elijah or not. So our work is to display that God. When it comes to mercy, when it comes to caring, when it comes to everything, you just be a good person around, and it's up to them. If they can take that, that's okay. If they cannot, maybe they were not ordained to do that, and there's nothing you can do. You just say, may God bless you, and you just leave. And that's all you can do. Yeah. But I know that family. We are good friends. I'm really trying to talk to John Senior, John White Senior. I love him. I love him. I really love him. And I love the sister there. I think the sister goes to Brother Keenan. Is that right? I think so. It's okay. It's good. It's good. I'd like somebody to go somewhere. You know, I would like somebody to go somewhere. I wouldn't make them to stay home. So I've been trying to talk to him, and it's not. But it may be one of these fine days he'll go somewhere and listen to the word. And I love him. I love him. So like that. So that's good. I've not heard from Dawn. Maybe tonight I'm gonna call him. And but I saw some pictures. They're doing good. Mm-hmm. I think today I'm gonna call him tonight and fellowship a bit, and like that. So today, let me go straight to the word now. I don't want to start there. I want to start down there. The last two quotes. Can we go to the last two quotes, brothers? This is what I was supposed to read that I didn't read, that I mixed my quotes on Sunday. I want to read that. The last two quotes. Brother Mike. Sometimes I don't know whether it's you or her. So, or her sometimes. So, that's okay. There's some two quotes here that I would like to read, just to recap what we had on Sunday, or what we have had. So we were talking about the glorified body. This is something that has really hit me. I think that's why I took a bit of time on this. Eyeballing it on the millennium, and this hit me. And I would like to say now I'm a bit concerned what is exactly it is, and I'm going to look at it if I find. Because the prophet is talking like this, and then the prophet talks like this. I don't like that. I was reading on this side, but now there's something there in between that I need to look at. But I need to read this quote that I was supposed to read. I don't refuse to read them because I'm not balanced on that. So I'm just going to read them, and then the Lord is going to... Now, it's a question. There are two, three questions together. He's being asked whether will there be children in the millennium? Are there going to be born children in the millennium? That's a question. Are there be born children in the millennium? Then down the line, after sometimes he says he doesn't know. The prophet says he doesn't know whether in the millennium there will be born children. He says like that. And you know what millennium is. He really, and I don't want to preach about millennium because I was supposed to bring the Revelation 12, verse 7 and verse 7, 9 down there. I was supposed to bring that. And I'm sorry that I'm not bringing that. I'll bring it by and by. But I owe you. And you can listen in as I preach on Saturday on that. But we have preached on that, the Revelation 10, Revelation 12, 7, 9. I preached on that. And then the part that now we are going into is where it says, and there was war in heaven. There was war in heaven. What is this war? And now we are going to Armageddon. And today I found that it's also connected. It's also, it can also apply in the other war. There's another war, because the devil in the millennium is imprisoned. You know that. Mm-hmm. And the problem is the imprisonment is not that he's jailed like a jail. The prophet says, is a prison of circumstance.
Right.
He says that all the people will be dead. And that is what is really interesting. All the people will be dead. Even his people will be dead. So because they will be dead, not all the people will be dead. There will be people in the millennium. But all his people will be dead. Now, he will be in prison because he cannot work without getting to somebody. So his people will not be there, so he cannot work. That's the kind of imprisonment that the devil will be in the millennium.
Yeah.
I hope you get that. So all that, and so like that, and now. So will there be people? Will there be children born? I don't know. That one, the prophet says he doesn't know. But down the line, he says, the people that will be there will not be the people that will get life eternal at the end of millennium. Because he says it's rapture, then millennium, then Gog and Magog, a war there, because the devil is released from prison. And when he releases from the prison, he starts fighting again. And the war always, remember, the war always is not the war of guns, no. The war is lies against the truth. So he will start lying again. Immediately, his people arise, he will start working again. And when he starts working, now the war will be battled and taken to the lake of fire. That's the sequence of things. I don't know whether it is exactly like that, but that's how he gives it. That's how he gives it anyways. From rapture to the millennium. Who will be in the millennium? Only the children of God, only the bride. That's the only people that will be there. Not even people. There's another group that has eternal life. There's another group that has eternal life. There is a group called the foolish virgin. The foolish virgin, the prophet says, the foolish virgin, not now. Now there's no foolish virgin now. But there were foolish virgins in every age. There were people like Gamaliel. There were people who didn't know nothing. So they come there. So there are people who are good people, but they didn't believe the message of the hour. They were not given the Holy Ghost. Like Gamaliel, like Nicodemus, like those. Those will be given eternal life at the day of judgment. When everybody arises, they will be there and they will be given eternal life. Now those don't rise. And that is the confusion that there is. Because there seems to be two resurrections only. Two resurrections. One resurrection into the rapture. And now I'm finding like, and that's like, I don't want to preach like that. I don't want to bring like a doctrine. I'm seeing like, this is a physical resurrection. This is a spiritual resurrection that I'm resurrected. When he comes and he gets into me. God gets into me. The wholeness of God gets to me. The prophet says, I'm resurrected. He says, what a resurrection. That's a resurrection. That's the change of the body. That's the change of the body. That's the resurrection. That's what he says. Praise to God. Now, but then, everybody will die. Now, this is where am I boring it now? Am I boring is doing it? Taking a rubber, a piece of timber and doing this, right? I'm trying to bore it now. Now, look here. Now, you see now, I'm resurrected. But everybody will die. Everybody again will die. Because that will be the renovation. That will be the renovation of the earth. The earth, and do we have millennium now? Yes, we have millennium now. But the millennium now today, listen very carefully, because that's a road to a road. Millennium today is spiritual. Because when we get into Christ, he's eternal. We are in the eternity. The bride is in eternity. Whoever is in Christ, he is eternal. He is in eternity.
Amen.
Eternity is the end of the world. Where we have the new earth and new heaven. We are in the new heaven and new earth. That is eternity. That's right. We are there. Spiritually speaking. Not these bodies. These bodies are gonna die. But our spirits, our spirit and soul are in Christ. In Christ is the millennium. In Christ is eternity. In Christ is perfection. In Christ is everything. We are there.
Amen.
For that we live. But now listen. This world must be renovated, must be bombed. The prophet calls that also Armageddon. That is the physical Armageddon. Can you get that? The physical Armageddon. The bombs, atomic bombs, and nuclear bombs, will hit it and go. Now, when that happens, nobody will remain. Nobody, no soul, no. These bodies will go, just go to the dust. Every one of us. Praise be to God. He says the first heaven. He says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. He asks, what is the first heaven? He says the first heaven is millennium. I think you know that. The first heaven is millennium. He says the first earth is this one. He says like that. So the first heaven is a millennium. So we have not gotten to the first heaven, which is this earth, which is gonna be renovated, completely renovated. By bombs and everything. Praise be to God. And it will take all the malaria, cancer, that's what you know here, malaria you don't know here, cancer, and every disease, it will be taken out. It will be completely banned and taken out. Praise be to God. And now when it is renovated, that's where now I'm coming, my brother Michael, but I'm boring this. Because now, now I said we are resurrected. First, we are resurrected. The prophet says, what a resurrection. Now, when Christ comes and gets into you, what a resurrection. Is that right? No, you're resurrected. But now, look here. At the millennium, you look at the millennium, when it's all renovated, there will be the bride. Where does she come from? Maybe, I don't know. That's why I don't know. Look here. Maybe there is a very lengthy time of resurrection, general resurrection, because there are only two resurrections. Maybe there is a long period of general resurrection that starts when the millennium starts and the break. I don't know. And the break. But am I boring it? I will bring it up. There are some things I'm seeing. If God wills, I'll discuss it with Dawn and see how this is going. But that's how I see it. That's how I see it. Now, there will be people here on earth after renovation, after everybody is dead. Where do they come from? And I say, it is not Gamaliel and Nicodemus. You remember those ones? Those ones did not have anything like to do with the message of the hour. They didn't believe the message of the hour. They didn't have the Holy Ghost. They didn't have nothing. But God gives them eternal life. Not those ones. But the problem is, every member of the bride from every age. The people of Paul will be here. The people of Irenaeus will be here. All those people will be here. And they'll be in the millennium. Millennium is kind of, the prophet says, millennium is a kind of a, what do you call, when honeymoon. It's honeymoon. After the marriage here, we go to the honeymoon. The bride goes to the honeymoon. So the bride will be there. All the bride will be there. Amen. And who is the bride? The bride is from every age. From every age, there's a bride. The bride, there's a bride. And in every age, there are people there who are good. They are good people to the bride. Praise be to God. But they didn't have the Holy Ghost. But now remember, there's a confusion here that comes always when I talk about the foolish virgin. Remember, the foolish virgin that the prophet is talking about is at the end here. When the church ages is over, when the church ages is just about over, there's a bride here that is so good. The bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, and another bride that is so good, but he doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Can you get that? The 10 foolish virgins and the 5 wise virgins. These ones don't have it. They don't go nowhere. Because Jesus Christ comes and he takes the bride and it's over. All the foolish virgins in the church ages, they are taken. They are taken to be the image of the beast, to be with the beast. So the beast is on one side with the foolish virgin on the other side. The foolish virgin of this age is taken to that side, and the other side is the virgin, which is actually the wise virgin, which is the bride. I hope you know, you can see that. Now, let's read this quote now. It's really got me today. And I stayed there. I looked at it. I went up, stood up, and then everywhere. It really confused me a bit. I'm gonna come to it. The Lord is gonna help me on that. Okay. Now let's read this. Oh, will there be sin on earth? The first question is, will there be children on earth? That's the first question that he gives. But he says, I don't know. It looks like there will be. They're asking, will there be born children? But of course, we know they have glorified bodies. So glorified bodies was... what is glorified body? We talked about glorified. What is glorified body? Glorified body is this body that has been taken back and now renovated. Or do you call remodeling? It's glorified. It was that it went down a pest house, a sinner. A what? Now it comes down clean. That's why it's the same body but glorified. We know that. It's the same body but glorified. Now, glorified body cannot go back to the... I don't know. It cannot go back the same thing that made it dirty. What made it dirty? Sex. That is what made it dirty. That's why it can't go back there. That's why Jesus Christ had no that. He didn't marry, he did not do nothing. As well as he was a man, he could have married. He didn't do nothing. He didn't do that. That is where when you anything that touched it had go back to the dust and come back right. So in the millennium, that's my question. In the millennium, how can there be children born like that? But remember, the prophet said that God will call his children from cosmic light and come forth, and they will come. Right. Maybe there will be children born like that. I don't know. But there will not be children born according to the way I see it. But the question the prophet asks is, I don't know. Then down the line he says, I don't think so. Praise God. So if you read this question, you're going to find that. If you read this quote, you go up there, you're going to find that other question, whether there will be children here or not. I'm sorry that when I come here, I just talk so much and bring everything. Some of these things I know you know, but I don't know why I feel like they come to my mouth. Anyway. They come to my mouth as I talk. I'm a great talker. They say great talkers are great liars, but I don't think I lie to you. Okay. That's what they say. Oh, will there be sin on earth during the time? No. He's talking about millennium. There will not be sin on earth. Satan is bowed. And will there be people on earth in corporal bodies? Corporal bodies are body like this. If Jesus comes here on earth on a corporal body, maybe in the millennium. There's a third coming. Remember, there are three comings. Maybe one time I will talk about the third coming. There's the first coming. First coming is when he came to die. And there are only three when he came to die. Now, the second coming of the Lord is when he comes now to get a bride. That's the second coming. The third coming is when he comes down with a bride to be a ruler here on earth for 2,000 years. For the millennium. He comes in the millennium. With a bride in the millennium. Hope you get that. Will that be physical? I don't know. I'm looking at it. Today I saw a quote that he says it's physical. I don't want to talk about that. For those people who are listening in, don't say it, I said it. But I have a quote that says that. But I don't build a doctrine on one quote. I don't. If I see that, it's just one quote, I just put it there and look for others. Praise be to God. So everything has got to come together in the right way. Now, and this thing, Nothing. If I preach anything that you don't agree with, that's okay, brother. That's all right. We are brothers. Remember, we are brothers and we are sisters. Amen. You might not see exactly the way I'm saying, and we are sisters, and I love you. I love you. I still love you. So don't worry. Amen. And if you have a quote, you can help me with. The other time, the sister asked me, Brother Gumba, I like to ask some questions, but I'm not disagreeing with you. That's sister. Even disagreeing, that's okay. Even disagreeing. Don't fear to come to me because you're disagreeing. Come tell me, brother, I don't see it the way you're seeing it. Good, sister. Can you show me the way you're seeing it? And sometimes we think that Sister Edith cannot come and ask me a question because she has a husband. She can. No, you cannot come. I'll give you a quote by the prophet. I'm not trying to make anything look bad. I'm not trying to make anything look bad. But I'm going to give you a quote where the prophet is saying, Sister so-and-so, can you remind me where we had aligned in your Bible? Where we were studying with you? I was showing you something and we had aligned it. Can you tell me which verse it was? And he's on the pulpit. There's nothing wrong in asking me a question and me giving you a quote.
We don't have those minds that people have. If you have that kind of mind, you're supposed to go to the altar. That's exactly right. If I talk to Mena Senior, if you have that kind of mind, you go to the altar. You have a problem. We don't have those minds. I remember one time I went with a sister in Kenya, Sister Rhonda. And people were saying, we hear that you married a white woman. Is this one? I said, no. Yeah, I tried. I said, no. Because I was with her. I cannot leave her at home. She'll get bored. She'll get very bored. If you come to Kenya and you leave Richard here, I cannot leave you to be bored at home. I'll put you in my car and I'll take you around to show you places. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't have nothing in my mind.
Right. Amen.
My mind is clean. My mind is clean. If I get in an unclean mind, I'll go to the altar.
Amen.
Okay, God help me. This is wrong. If you have any kind of mind like that, go to the altar. Something is not right. The other time, I'm so sorry, sister. The other time, Don was not there. And I went to see the sister. I don't know what happened. And it was after the fellowship. We were just about to get out. And here is a certain sister. I'm not going to mention her name. Another sister come. And we stayed there. Because now we are all three and we are fellowshipping. We were fellowshipping. And those things are very good, sister. Especially when people ask questions and you try to, you answer, the sister talks, the other sister talks, you talk. That's fellowship. Did you know something? The prophet said, whenever that happens, but you're talking about him, he's about to come around.
Amen.
That's what the prophet says. When you sit down and talk about politics, he doesn't come around. But when you sit down and talk about him, he's about, the prophet said, he's about to come around.
Right.
People sit down and talk other things. This is the thing to talk about. Or meditate, talk about it. Let it be on your mouth. The Old Testament said that you write it on your lentils, everywhere. Let everywhere be this word. Don't you never depart from it.
That's right.
Let this be your food. Talking about it.
Amen.
And our sister, I don't know what happened. And I was just about to get out. And I didn't even know how she got out. And she's outside and she's in the car. And I'm saying, okay, she's gone or something. She's in the car. And she calls. She says, sister, are you okay? You know, I didn't want to leave you like that because the brother is there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Praise be to God. I'm not telling anybody to get so close to sin. No. Run away from sin as far as possible.
Right.
Run. Don't get so close to these harrows with short coats. Don't look at them. The president, don't look at them. Am I talking so sorry to things that are not necessarily? I'm sorry.
Right.
That's right. Don't look at them. The president, don't look at them. The prophet had a cross here. The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know what it's called. Something. A cross and Jesus Christ. They are breathing there. And whenever he could look at them, he would take his face from there. And look at the cross.
Right.
You died for me.
Amen.
You died for her.
Amen. That's
right. Get away from sin.
Amen.
As much as possible. But my sister and me is not sin. We are just talking about the word.
That's right. Amen.
Don't invite dirty minds. Don't even talk those dirty things. Just talk about the word.
Amen.
Or whatever took you there. If you're talking about work, talk about work.
Right.
Don't let the devil take you to another direction.
This is,
I don't know whether I'll come to my topic, but let's come there. Let's get this. All right. Will there be people on earth, corporal bodies? These are the corporal bodies. During that time, in the millennium, will there be corporal bodies in that time? Yes, sir. There will be corporal bodies. How? And they will have died. Everybody will have died. This world will be renovated for the millennium. How? There will be a resurrection, a physical resurrection. Though we are resurrected now. Remember, we are using the words of the prophet. We are now resurrected. Not tomorrow, not we will be. We are resurrected. We are changed and resurrected.
Amen.
The prophet says, what a resurrection. What a now.
Right.
He says spiritually, because I'm not talking about through that being here. I'm not talking about Wesley being here. I'm talking about me. When the Holy Ghost comes, when he comes and enters me, he says, what a resurrection.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. And then will there be people now in corporal bodies? Did it happen? Yes, sir. We will have our glorified bodies. Body. Right here or not, we have those glorified bodies. Right here now. What is a glorified body? I said it. It was, you had this body. You come out of this body. You come out of this body. And then go where? Go to your theophany. Then you come from the theophany. When you are dead, when you say you are dead and buried, you go, who goes there? Your soul, your spirit goes there. Another quote that I had a problem with, Brother Michael, was a quote that says that the spirit goes to God. Your spirit goes to God. And this soul is like, it goes somewhere else before it takes someone. But you find another one that says, the spirit and the soul goes together. They are together. They never part. But, of course, you can argue. You can argue. And we can argue and like that. But if you have a quote, please, I would still have to look at it. And but you see, there's no any other place. People think that there's a place that you go apart from the sixth dimension. And the people say, you see the first rapture, you know, we have how many raptures in the New Testament? We have two, we have three. Jesus Christ, what else? Jesus Christ, I don't remember them. Jesus Christ, the people that Jesus Christ came with, those ones, and the resurrection of the Thessalonians. Now, the prophet says that those that were of the Old Testament, when they resurrected, they went to him, they went with him, and they went to the presence of God. Now, people think that is the seventh dimension. When the prophet went there, he said, no, Jesus Christ is there. That is the place where God goes. Nowhere, no, nobody else. The souls at the altar are here in the sixth dimension. And everybody is there. He found people there. He greeted them. Praise be to God. You don't go nowhere. You go there. You have a body. You have a body. A body. A body. An eye. A better eye. A ear. A better ear. Can you get that?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Then you come down here and get your glorified body. Now these people have glorified body. And we know glorified body is in the general resurrection. So there is something here that is happening before the millennium or at the millennium, when the millennium starts, when everybody dies, there will be people who will be resurrected and there will be they who have corporal bodies in the millennium. I hope you can see what I'm looking at. Okay. And sometimes it's good to study with you. And now I'm studying with you. All right. Glorified body right here on earth. Eating, they'll be eating, drinking. Why? Because this is not theophany. Theophany cannot eat. Theophany is just there. It's a body just right there. It doesn't eat. Now this one will be eating in the millennium. It will be eating and working. The prophet says they will build houses and they will live in them. And why he says that he doesn't know whether the children will be born here or not is because the Bible said it will be the Feast of the Tabernacles. And the Feast of the Tabernacles is where people come and tabernacle and make tabernacles. Now those tabernacles, the prophet says, they will make tabernacles and they live in them and their children will live in them and their children's children will live in them. That's why he says he doesn't know whether they will be born. But God is able to create children. Come forth to call children to come. All right, now. Eating, drinking, building houses. You see, building houses and living just like we do now here for 1,000 years. 1,000 years is the millennium. Is that right? Is the honeymoon. The prophet says, is the honeymoon of the bride and the bridegroom. After marrying, you go to a honeymoon. Okay, like that. Now, paragraph 449. This is, I was supposed to read this and then I didn't read it. I mixed my quotes when I was finishing and said, then when Jesus comes here, that's the fifth scene. He said, when Jesus comes here, and he judges you for your ministry, then you go back. Now he's talking about, he's in the prophet here is in the sixth dimension. He's in the sixth dimension and he's talking to the people there in their theophanies, who are in their theophanies. He's there in the sixth dimension. He says here, and he judges you for your ministry, then we go back to the earth. We go back to the earth and take our bodies. That's what they will do. You come back to the earth and take their bodies. That will be the glorified bodies. I never thought about it then. That's exactly the scripture said. Then we go back to earth and take up our bodies. Then we eat. Then we eat. Not now. Now they are not eating. They are the orphans. They don't eat. Then they eat. We don't eat here. Neither do we sleep. Oh, that the orphan is a very super body. He doesn't sleep. Did you know that if you don't sleep, you're going to die? Yeah, you got sleep. In fact, I got to do something about my sleep. It's really catching up with me. I'm getting foggy. I'm getting foggy, and I need to do something. And I've got to get the, if God doesn't help me, I'm getting bad. You pray for me. I have a big problem in sleeping. I need God to help me on that. Okay. Then when Jesus comes and we are and judges, okay, I never thought about it. Then he says, back to the earth and take our bodies. Then we eat. We don't eat here, neither do we sleep. See, we eat down there, but we go back to the earth. This is just food for thought. And I go back to the, just food for thought. Okay, now, I'm just going to go to my topic and start reading. Wherever I reach, I have my watch here. Oh, time is almost gone. Just 30 minutes. Wherever I reach, no, don't worry about that. What is the spirit? I'm talking about the spirit of man. The spirit of man. We see that you are the soul, spirit, and the body. That's right. You've talked so much about the body, is right? Now, I said, people don't talk about the spirit. That's what I wanted Lee to talk about. If I don't talk about it so much today, I'm gonna come back with it. But now, God making Eve and Adam and Eve at the same time. The only thing he made was the supernatural. That was the supernatural. The spirit of Adam. People think, when we say Adam was eternal, we don't. Adam was eternal. The body was eternal. That's what I say. The body was eternal. The spirit was eternal. The soul was eternal. If it's going to be there, Sister Eden, you are eternal. Your body is eternal. I think I've explained that. Your body is, you are eternal. Your body is eternal. I think I've explained that. I think I'm not confusing anybody. Because if you say it's mortal, to say it's mortal does not mean it's not eternal. It's mortal because he's going to die. But dying is not annihilating it. It will be there. It will just live there on the ground and it will be caught up. Praise be to God. If that spirit that you have is not eternal, then it will never be there. If it will be there, then it was there. The hell, remember hell is not eternal. It doesn't matter how many years the process, it might be millions of years. Might be millions of years, but it is not eternal. Because it was not there, it was just created for this purpose, for a period of time, and it gets finished. So they're going to be banned maybe for even 1 trillion years is not eternal. 1 trillion years is not eternal. Eternal is greater than 1 trillion years. Right. Eternal does not have a beginning, it doesn't have an end. Right. If they saw, and the people say it was created. Remember, God is calling it the supernatural. He created it, but it's supernatural. It's not just a simple thing like that to go. No, it's eternal. The body is eternal. The soul is eternal. The spirit is eternal. That's you. That's the bride. The bride is eternal. Okay. And he talks about the spirit Adam and the spirit Eve. The man and woman, then when he put Adam in here, it wasn't good for. See, it's God's picture unfolding all the time. Everything like this is just coming right down, just unfolding right out, coming out through the millennium of Iota and right into eternity. Just God's picture, just unfolding and unfolding. Then he goes to the other quote. He says, when God made his bride, he made the bridegroom first, and he was both man and woman in spirit. So when he created Adam, he created Adam in spirit. Because that is the... I think I talked about that. Sorry, I'm not going to go back to that. But spirit, God, when God created the Adam, he was in spirit form. That is the image of God. The image of God is not a man. But when, listen carefully here, Joe. But when Moses saw him, he saw a beggar of a man. Is that right? But that is not the image that God created man. That is not the image of God. That's the image of the orphanage. That is the orphanage. That's the body that God created, that when you want to see him, you can come see him. But God is a spirit, and as a spirit, he could not die. That's why he had to create a man, so that he can get into that, so that he can die. That's why he created Jesus Christ. So, God being seen by Moses was a theophany. A theophany is a body that can be there. It's made of the word. It can be there and not there. It can appear and disappear. It cannot eat. It doesn't do nothing. But you are not made to stay in the theophany. That's why you got to come back and be in a body. Okay. He made the bridegroom first, and he was both man and woman. So he made this one man, but he was spirit. He was spirit. Why do I say spirit? The image of God is spirit. God is a spirit, and whoever worships him must worship him in spirit and truth. So he's a spirit. That's the image. So he made this man a spirit. But this man was twin. He had feminish, or what do you call the other one? Masculine. Masculine and feminine. In one. The Bible said, he created he, them. Male and female created he, them. It was one, but he, them. It was just one, but them. Then he went there and took, listen very carefully, and took, first, he's going to stay like that. That is Adam, and he's going to stay like that. After finishing everything, he takes Adam and lays her down. Lays Adam down. He takes the flesh of Adam here. Takes the rib, that's bones, of Adam here. He takes everything that Adam had and takes the spirit that was called Adam. It was not Adam and Eve, no. It was called Adam. He takes Adam, a part of Adam, and makes Eve. You tell me that Adam, there was no way Adam could let Eve go. He was fresh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit, soul of everything was him. That was him. There's another quote, I don't know whether it's here. He says, that was what was anointing Eve. That's a strong quote also. I don't like reading with just one quote for that. But that was what was anointing. He was like that. Adam could not leave Eve. That was part of him. It's like telling me that my heart is burning and I leave it there. No. That was how it was. That is what he's saying. He had masculine and feminine spirit. And he took the feminine spirit away and Adam and placed it in Eve. So he's still part of Adam's spirit. It's Adam's flesh. Then it was Adam's spirit. The dynamic. What is the dynamic? That's the Holy Ghost. That's the ghost. That's the spirit. The dynamic that quickened the mechanics in his body, of his body. All right. He says like that. Look here. You are outside person now. That was in the headline. What is the spirit? What is the spirit of a man? All right. I think my English there was not very good. I didn't look it very well. Okay, now. In the book called leadership. Okay. Then you have a spirit on the inside of that, and it has five outlets, conscience and love and so forth. It's conscience, listening, memory, love, what else? I don't know. Thinking. I don't know what the difference between memory and thinking, but the prophet is putting them together there. He says those are the senses of the, like you have hearing in this body. The body has five senses: hearing, seeing, touching. What else? What else? Tasting. What else? Smelling. All that. There are five, is it right? So is there five in that other one? That other one has five also. Spirit has five senses: listening. Conscience. If you don't have conscience of sin, that spirit is still Adam, a wrong spirit. Praise be to God. That's right. And you can go down like that. The prophet said that Adam loved his wife with filial love. Not agapao. Filial love that you got to love your wife with. Thank you. praise God. Now, you can mix that agape love, and filial love together on your wife, on your husband. And you see, you cannot let her go. You can die for her. She can die for you. Exactly. That's why the prophet, they are one. I'm not preaching marriage in force. But that's exactly right. They are one. You cannot, there's nothing you can do. They are intertwined that they cannot part. There's nothing. Praise be. They can die. One can die for the other. Okay. Then you have a spirit on the inside. Where am I? Then you have a spirit on the inside. In that, there's outlets, conscience, love, and so forth. Five outlets that contact the spirit. The purpose of that is to contact the spirit world. The spirit world. But with your spirit. You contact the spirit world with your spirit. Your physical contact the physical. Your spiritual contact the spiritual. But inside of that, you have got a soul. And that soul is that gene that comes from God. That's the soul. All right. It goes on. Now that's a book called Leadership. Down there, I'm just reading. I'm just going to read that and maybe I'm going to close. I don't know. Now, when am I supposed to close? Sometimes I forgot, Brother Michael. Do I have about 20 minutes or something? No. No. At least 8:30. Is that right? I think we leave at 8:30, around 8:30. Or 8:10 something. But it's too much, 8:30. Okay. All right. I'll try to. Now watch. What's the first part of the man? The first part of the man is the body. The next part is the soul, which is the nature. He mixes them. Before the seals, he was mixing them. Is the nature of his spirit. That makes him what he is. He approaches now, the third part of the man is the spirit. Is his spirit. And his spirit is the center, is in the center of his heart. Remember that is in the center of his, that's where it is. What is the heading here? Is where is it at? Where is this spirit at? That's the heading there. Where is this spirit at? Where is it at? It is in the center of the heart. You can draw the three circles like that. The first circle is the body. The second circle is the spirit. Inside of that, there's another small circle there. It's called the soul. Where is it at in the body? It's in the heart. I don't have time. Maybe I may not reach there. The prophet says, I think it's Jesus, but he says Solomon. I thought it's Jesus who said. I didn't check. I didn't look. But I have always believed it's Jesus who said. As a man thinketh from the heart. Amen. And there was a quarrel in the world that a man don't think with the heart. But later on, the science discovered there's a space in the heart. That is where a man thinketh. That's where you make your decisions. This is just matter. Of course, everything is connected. But it's just matter. Right. You make your decision from there. Right. Of course, that's where the soul is. It gets the spirit. The spirit is what you think. What thinks. You cannot think with your... You don't think with your soul. You don't think with your body. You think with your mind. And that is the spirit. You think with your spirit. That's a bit... That's exactly right. Yeah. Reasoning. Memory. Conscience. Exactly. That's why you think by that. That's what it... Praise God. That's what... As a man thinking from the heart. That's where decisions are made. You can be a bad man or a good man by depending on the nature of that spirit. And the nature of the spirit is determined by the soul. What kind of a soul do you have? If I had time, I would have gone down there and I tell you. Why we have so good people. They worship God. They love God. They have everything. You might even be deceived that they are Christians. Because they are complete. Preaching, maybe better than me. Maybe better than any one of us. Praise be God. And the problem is that there is not even a ray of hope. Why? What is anointed? Is that spirit. That spirit is anointed. Anointed so much is even doing miracles and wonders and everything. Because that spirit of man is so much anointed. By the wrong spirit? No! By the true Holy Ghost. But now there are two problems. Why that spirit of God cannot go there and change that? Is one, maybe it's not time. That's my idea. That's me thinking. Because I don't want to dismiss people. I don't want to dismiss people, brothers. You know, we are so quick to say, no, that's not a seed. That's not a seed. We're so quick. Because I told him, and he refused, go away. No. Maybe it's not time. And who told you it's you who are supposed to tell him?
That's right.
Just leave it. Hope. Maybe God will help him. God will help her. Maybe one day. Maybe it's not time. At the right time, God will do. Or God will send some. Don't think it's only you. God will send some. God will send the right person. With the right words. Maybe you're not even saying the right words to that soul.
Amen.
That's why I say that preachers are very good when they are several, like us. Yeah, you are this way, you come this way, you come this way, you come. You don't know, God, why did God call me and call Don? Why did God call me and call Kenan also, whatever, whoever? Why did he call Michael? If Michael was enough, why did he call me? God had a purpose. Michael comes in a certain. The way God made Michael had a purpose. The way Michael talks had a purpose. The nature of Michael has a purpose. The way, even the height, even the way you look at him, he has a purpose. God had a purpose for that. There is a soul here on earth. Unless Michael talks. That's why we should be very careful. If I hear that Michael wants to go, and I'm not trying to tell you to make me, but I'd like to go to Pakistan. And I'm ready now. But if I hear Michael is going to somewhere and to talk to somebody, I'll take you, brother. I'll do everything. I don't know. I don't know whether God... Did you know there was nobody else who could preach to these people of Nineveh? Nobody else!
That's right.
And what is this man? A man running from the presence of God. He tried to tell God, no, God, why don't you go to somebody else? I don't want to go. I will not go. Until they parted with God and told God, God, we are enemies. We are not friends from now on. Did you know that he was told to pray in the ship? God, the captain came and said, everybody pray. According, if you are Muslim, pray the way Muslims pray. If you are Hindu, pray the way Hindu pray. Whoever, pray! And he found everybody was praying. If he's a Muslim, I don't know whether they're Muslims or this. He was facing my Mecca. Everybody was praying the way God. But this guy is not praying. And come, why? What are you doing? Wake up and pray. He said, no, I'm not going to talk to that God. We parted ways. He wants me to go to Nineveh. That's why I'm running. It's called a man running from the presence of the Lord. We don't know who it is. That's why we leave it. Now, the second one is, maybe they are not seed. Why is this Holy Ghost come and stopped at the Spirit? Because it comes and stops at the Spirit to some. Some don't even get that much. Some is the body anointed and goosebumps and like that. And they can do things, they can heal, they can touch things and come. Yeah, you don't think that they do things. But most, these great ministers and so forth, it goes right into the Spirit. If he dies like that, with all that anointing, with all that healing, with all that great things that you have done, you go to God and say, go away, I didn't know you. And you tell God, I healed. I did this. In a mighty way, I had a mighty ministry. People got saved. And he can even point to God. Do you see that one? Do you see that one that you saved and took him? It's me who preached to him. And then you turn. Can you imagine that? Why? He was not saved. The only thing is, that seed that is there, God did not choose him. God did not put his seed there. The soul there is not of God. He doesn't have two. I said there are two. There are two souls there. Now, there, when the Holy Ghost comes, it anoints the Holy Ghost. It anoints the Spirit there. But now, it doesn't go any further than that. If it goes further than that, and there are two souls, it burns this. Takes it to the sea of forgetfulness, and this now takes over.
Right.
And the nature of that spirit becomes a good nature. A nature that loves God. A nature that loves this. A nature that cannot do nothing else but here.
That's right.
Again, don't dismiss people. Just because you talk, don't. We and something else. I don't condemn people because we are coming from there. we had our childishness. I had it. Our childishness. That we thought we are the only ones. And if it's not me, if you don't follow me, we had our childishness. But what did Paul say? Paul said, when you grow up, you leave the childish things away.
Right.
We have grown up now. We leave that away. Look at people as the children of God. It's only God who can know who is his and who is not his. It's only God. Love them. Treat them good. Live a Christian life before them. Be some good. Is it salt or sugar? I don't know which one is which. Be some good sugar. People don't like sugar nowadays. They like salt. Be some good salt to those people.
Amen.
Let them leak it. Let them be want to be there. Love it.
Right.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
If they are of God, those actions, those your life is speaking louder than your words. Okay. And I'm going to close now. Let me finish this and close. Let me finish when I come to when does it come? I'm not going to talk about when does it come. I'm just going to leave that, and then we can talk about it later. Okay, we are here. Okay, that part of the man is a spirit, and this spirit is in the center of his heart. That's where is this? Is in the center of his heart. In the center of the heart is where God comes for the throne. That's where God comes for the throne. The Bible said that the overcomers, I will sit with them in my Father's throne. As I've sat in my Father's throne, you know what's going to happen? He will take that throne. That's where he comes to live. The prophet says, that's where, another quote, I don't think how comes it. That's where he says, in that soul, that's so he says, that's where you live. That's where he comes to live with you. That's the throne. That's where God comes and sits. That is his throne now. He's left not tomorrow, not in future. No, he has left his Father's throne. You are the overcomer. He has left the Father's throne. And I have quotes I would like to read. But no. He has left the Father's throne. He has taken his throne, and his throne is you.
That's right. Amen.
That's where he lives. That's where I was talking about when in that convention. That's where the cherubims are. Holy, holy. That is their thing for you. That's where he is. That's where the throne is.
Amen.
Is it called the Holy of Holies? That's the Holy of Holies. That's the Holy of Holies. Remember the Holy of Holies. There's no holy mountain. There's no holy river. It's because God is here. This is because of the Holy God.
Amen.
So you are holy because the Holy God has tabernacled in you. You are now holy. That's the holy mountain. That's the new Jerusalem. That's another topic, but that's okay. You are the new Jerusalem. That's come down from heaven and tabernacled here. It's here. Part of the man is body. Okay, no. Spirit is the center of his heart. In the center of his heart is where God comes for the throne. You remember recently the papers gave Chicago about 4 years ago when the believer, old unbeliever rather, used to say that God made a mistake through Solomon when he said, as a man thinketh in his heart. I thought it is Jesus who said that, not Solomon. Anyways, I don't know. I didn't check. Well, I thought it's Jesus who said, as a man thinketh from the heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, said, there's no mental faculties in the heart to think with. There are no mental faculties to think with. How could he think with his heart? Yes, he meant his head. The prophet said, the third man was saying, he meant his head. He didn't mean his heart, he meant his head. Okay. If God would have meant his head, he would have said it. His head. He didn't mean his head, he meant heart. But now they have discovered in the heart of man, there's a vacuum. There's something, a vacuum. There's a space there that there's nothing. And that is where that spirit and soul is. Where is the soul? The soul is inside. This is spirit is inside there. Praise be to God. And I can come to that, brother. Let me come to that. I don't want to go to the other topic. The topic is, when does it come? When does it come there? That's a big question. Where does it come here? I'm not going to talk about it. But it comes when you're born here on earth. The prophet says, when you're born here on earth, the prophet says, you see a woman when she's just about to have a baby. She's so sweet. Even if she was a bad girl, a bad woman who curses and bad things, when she's about to have that baby, why? She's so sweet. He says, why? Because there's an angel spirit that's just around there, around her. She's so sweet. Do you know an atmosphere? That there are some people who create some very, very good atmosphere around them. So this angel, which is a spirit, creates an atmosphere around her. Why? She's just right there. That spirit is just right there waiting for this baby to come. And when it comes, it gets in. And when you're just about to live here on earth, as you grow, listen, as you grow, as you come to Christ, and you start growing in Christ, there is another body growing. But when you step out of this body, you step to the other one. So there's another body waiting. That's another kind of a birth. You get out of this, you get to that. And this boy, whether people say the baby has died in the stomach, the prophet says, it's just fresh junking. I don't know where the prophet learned medicine and like that. But he's the prophet of God. Those muscles are just muscles junking in the womb. But when it comes here, God gives that spirit. I'll read some quotes on that also. Praise be to God. But you can get that. When does it come? When you're born here on earth. That's when that spirit comes. And then God gives us a spirit. God gives us a soul. Because that's why you're not an animal. You are a human being. You have a soul. The difference between a dog or a goat or something and me is because I have a soul. My spirit has a soul. The goat's spirit does not have a soul. That's why it cannot change nothing. You can change anything. You can get a tree, cut it, and make a stool. A goat cannot. A goat doesn't even know that it doesn't have clothes. And you cannot walk without clothes. Why? You have a soul. That's the difference. That's me. I know it has been short. My topic has been very short, but we continue with that. Saturday, God willing, you can listen in if you have some time. Or maybe after, you can listen in. I'll be preaching on Armageddon. Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. And the devil, the dragon, was kicked out of heaven. And that kicking out of heaven, people think it is when the angels fought before the creation, and the creation was being done. And there was war in heaven, and two-thirds of the angels were sent down. That's what they think. That can apply there. But one scripture can apply two times, or double. Now here, it applies, the prophet says, it applies now. It's not then, it's now. That the devil has been kicked out of heaven. Was he in heaven? The prophet says, he was in heaven. He was the accuser of our brothers in heaven. He was the accuser of our brothers in the church ages. Now that the court, and I'm not preaching it now, but okay. Now that the court has been disbanded in heaven, now he's been thrown out. The dragon has been thrown out. The devil has been thrown out. There's no more court in heaven. Why? There's no more mercy. The court was there for mercy. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. There's nothing like that. There's no more mercy. It's done. Everything is done. Judgment is finished. Let that filthy be filthy still. Let the sinner be sinner still. Let the righteous be righteous still. It's done. This is the bride here. Immaculate. No sin. No nothing. Cannot be accused. No sin can be imputed on her. She's clean and clean. Here on this other side, they are judged. They cannot come. And none of them can cross here. This cannot come here and this cannot go there. These are sealed over there and these are sealed over here. And none can cross. They are done. Judgment is already done. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for helping us. Sometimes you come here, nervous, we don't even know what to say. We don't even know what words to use and things like that. But finally, Lord, you have your way. You have a way of speaking, Lord. If there be anything, Father, that is not exactly, take it away. Take it away, Lord, and put it straight in my heart and in the hearts of the sisters and brothers and for those who are listening in. Continue remembering Brother John, Lord. And we know, Father, that having some good time in the fellowship, Lord God, and talking about you and having some good time talking about God and the message. May you be with them. May you make those girls grow, Lord God, and that family grow in Christ. Let them know you more, Father, is our prayer. And each one in our midst, Lord. Sister Esther and the rest of them, Father, we commit them to you, Father. We want each one. We claim each one of them, Lord. We pray that you get those hearts, Father, on your hearts, Father, and bless them. Bless them, Lord. The people that are here, Father, bless each one. As we dismiss, Father, let them go with a blessing. Each one, Lord God, in a mighty way is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Brother Michael. Everyone want us to dismiss? Okay. God bless you. You're dismissed. God bless you. God bless you.